This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Tuesday, June the 24th. There are signs that the US property market is continuing its long journey towards recovery. Sales of new homes rose in May to the highest level for 6 years. Shares on Wall Street, though, still closed lower. Here's James Labenthal at Labenthal Asset Management in New York.
Well, I'm not sure I would read too much into it. I think the market was certainly due to have a down day. It's been on a nice rally here. I don't think there was new news that really knocked the market down. We still have the tensions in the Middle East. We still have the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. continuing to taper its quantitative easing. One thing to point out is that the economic data this week in the U.S. has been really quite positive, particularly in the all-important housing arena, so that existing home sales and new home sales this week have come in better than expected. And perhaps the market is responding to that by thinking that the Fed, when it's done with its quantitative easing, might be quicker than expected in raising the Fed funds rate. Now, that's pure conjecture on my part, and maybe we shouldn't hang our hat on just 1 week's worth of data. But it's unmistakable that the housing market seems to be turning up, just as the labor market is turning up. So we feel quite positive about things here in the U.S.
And also consumer confidence is often quite a hard thing to measure, isn't it? But that seems to be at its highest level since January 2008.
Again, if we think about the labor market, there's reason for the consumer to be confident. Job security is back. We certainly see that in the weekly initial jobless claims, which week after week have been at very low levels. So with job security comes consumer confidence, and that bodes well for the economy globally.
So what you're saying is that investors see a cloud on the horizon with this silver lining, if you see what I mean. It could mean that interest rates may have to start rising again before much longer in order to try and damp things down again.
It's the age-old question of, do you want to take a short-term perspective or a long-term perspective? Everything that we're talking about is, in the long run, very positive. But in the short to intermediate run, if the market starts to think that the Fed will be a little more aggressive in terms of when it raises interest rates, then that will, in the short term, be a negative.
James Labenthal. Well, the Dow closed down 0.7% at 16,818. Earlier, London's main share index was down a fifth of 1% at 6,787. Gold is trading at $1,318 an ounce. August New York light crude down 41 cents at $105.76 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.